racing. Great start. Umalanga Rocks drops back after the start. Getting back was any good.
I've come here when it's been flooded. We can't get out. And I've come here where it's that bloody dust and we can't see the races. I remember one year the girls were running around putting their hand over their champagnes. It was that dusty. I think that they might match it.
Keeping the dust out of your champagne and your hat firmly on your head. Just two of the challenges confronting racegoers at this year's Cumberchance Picnic Race Meeting in northwest New South Wales. Hello, I'm Sally Bryant, and with the mercury topping 40 degrees and a fierce northerly wind blowing, the black soil plains between Coonamble and Walgett have been turned into a furnace. This does not feel like spring weather. But that hasn't stopped locals and their visitors from making the very best of things in what has already been a tough year for this small rural community. Everyone's here to celebrate 70 years of picnic race meetings. Cathy Collis is the committee secretary.
It's where we live. Dust's not uncommon, you know. We've just got to do what we do and it won't stop us. We won't stay at home. We'll just be here to enjoy the day.
So come and visit us and come and see us how we play where we play.
Absolutely. Because it's just the quintessential Australian bush race meeting.
70 years is a real feather in your cap, isn't it?
It is a feather in our cap because it's such a small district. It's always been a small committee, but it's just testament to the character of the community, I think.
What are some of your favourite memories of Cumberchance racing?
I think its character is a bush race meeting and a picnic meeting, and that's what it is and that's what we like about it. I think that's maintained. I get a great sense of pride of, you know, when you come along and the communities are here and we're just all here doing it together, and I love that.
Quiet sense of pride.
Great people. Really strong, solid people.
Such hot, dry weather calls for a nice, cool drink, and there's plenty of customers lining up at the bar. In fact, the bar looks a little like a green oasis, with palm fronds blowing in the wind.
My name's Joshua Borowski, and I'm from the Cumberchance area.
How did you luck out to be the barman?
I just love it. Love what I do. Started doing this about 9 years ago, my little bar's sort of getting a little bit better and better with every year. It's pretty much my little piece of the races. So.
It's pretty festive looking. I'm sort of getting a tropical resort feeling about the bar.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm sort of going for. I mean, the wind's blowing dust in everybody else's eyes, and it's looking pretty bleak outside, so I thought I'd trim up the palm trees out of Mum's garden and get a little oasis happening.
So it's a pretty ordinary season, but that doesn't seem to be keeping people away, and there's a great mood in the crowd.
Yeah, I think it's... I think that's all part of it, really. I mean, the dry is just a part of it, and we all just get together and have a good old time, and everyone can just sort of wipe the dust out of their eyes and just enjoy a drink and just some company and common talk, really. So, we all sort of band together and have a good old time. It's great.
So people say that there are lots of different things that help them get through tough seasons. I guess something like being involved in the Cumberchance races, being on the committee, helping with working bees... That's just another one of the things that keeps the show on the road.
Absolutely. You've got to drag people out of their holes and get them involved in it all, because it lets everyone know that, you know, we're all here together and that's really part of how you keep the community strong, is that we're all in this together in a way, and everyone's got sort of common cause to, you know, want that rain and you're kicking that dust, and, you know, cows need feeding and, you know, sheep are dropping. So, yeah, I mean, we can all, you know, have a bit of a whinge and then get over it, have a crack of beer and, yeah, enjoy the day.
Ken Waterford, Cumberchance. Look, we live here and we have droughts, and that's a part of the job. I just come back from Ireland, and Christ, I'm telling you, it's nothing like Ireland. We could go back, but it's part of the job here. And I've always said I hope I see a few more droughts, because we get everyone every 5 years, and I'm 60-something, so I'll hope to see three or four more.
Visitors have come from near and far for a flutter at the Cumberchance Picnic Race Day. Ladies are clutching at hats and fascinators as each gust of wind comes bristling across the track. But they're not going to let these conditions deter them.
Bethany Cook, and I'm from Dubbo.
Have you been to the Cumberchance races before?
I have. They were called off last year, so the year before that I was here, yeah. It's always a bit warm, but the wind is quite strong today.
But But it's almost going to be a badge of honour, isn't it, for you to say, listen, I was at Cumber Chance Races and it was blowing a gale, there was dust everywhere and there were roly-polies, and, you know, this is a real feat of achievement to come to races in weather like this.
It definitely is, you're right, yeah. I think we might talk about this one for a while to come.
Ruth, Plunkett, Warren.
You get a little bit of this sort of weather there occasionally.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. Prepared, Sophie Hart from Bathurst.
Oh my God. So are you all right? Are you handling the heat?
Oh no, I'm fine. I prefer the heat as opposed to the cold.
It has been cold in Bathurst. It must be nice to be up here near Walgett where it's, dare I say, quite warm.
We haven't had any snow this year, so that's a bonus. Absolutely.
So have you been to this race meeting before?
Yes, with these two. We don't go many places by ourselves.
What do you like about Cumber Chance Races? What is it that brings you back?
Well, this year it's the wind, definitely.
The people. Yeah. The people. Yeah, and the atmosphere, definitely.
Yeah, I think the relaxed atmosphere. It's a unique experience.
Country races, yeah.